Absolutely.
Doors, you know.
Joan.
Just wanted to clarify that. That was all.
No, good point. Thank you. Thank you, Joan. Thank you very much. Damien, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Damien, you've managed to succeed when it comes to a very difficult battle, but you still have a final hurdle to jump and you're finding some difficulty. Tell us your story.
Well, I started training not far as day past, far as day before, and I've lost 13 and a half stone. Now I weigh 10 and a half stone from 20. I used to weigh 24 stone.
You were 24 stone, you're now down to 10 stone.
10 and a half stone.
How did you do that?
A lot of training changed my whole life. Changed my whole eating plan. And I just decided that it was time for it to come off. And that was it.
Well, give me an idea of what you used to eat. When you were 24 stone, what was your daily diet?
A lot of rubbish, to be honest.
Yeah, but just tell me the food you ate. You got up in the morning, what did you eat?
I would eat fries, I would eat bacon buffs, anything at all. I just would eat, and I ate all the wrong stuff at the wrong times.
So you ate a lot of bacon butties and fries. Then by lunchtime, were you, what, a fish and chips man?
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
And in the evening?
It could have been the same again.
Were you chocolate bars? Like, you know, I'm just wondering because, you know, some people can be very weighty and not eat very much. There'd be another reason why they're very weighty. But you were significantly weightier than you needed to be because of your food intake.
Well, food intake and a lot down the non-exercise and just literally non-movement, you know, and just the weight gathered, just kept going on and on and on, and I was on a lot of medication because all the problems kicked in, health problems and heart failure had kicked in and asthma got worse and stuff like that.
And had you a job or were you just lying on the sofa at home?
No, I've worked all my life, but at the same time I ate the wrong stuff, and I wouldn't eat at times during the day, and then I would eat late at night.
Would you have had huge amounts?
Probably far too much, yes.
For instance,
lemonade and chocolate and crisps and just generally, just would I eat anything really?
Was there ever a time when you would have had a packet of crisps followed by another packet of crisps followed by a third packet of crisps?
Yes, without a doubt.
And would you have eaten a fish supper and then had another bag of chips alongside it?
No. Yeah, there's only so much you can eat, but it was rubbish. You were eating rubbish constantly, you know.
24 stone is a heck of a weight to go to when you can be 10 stone, and it's important that I say that because there are lots of people who are 24 stone and there's no way around it. But I'm talking about you're someone who can be 10 and a half stone, who was 24 stone. You're a credit to anyone who's taking on a dietary challenge. You make me feel guilty. So you then started to get exercise on a daily basis. And what's your intake of food now? What's breakfast, lunch, and evening meal?
Oh, breakfast would be Weetabix along with maybe a yogurt and fruit. Again, I would eat more now, Frank, to be honest, but I eat more. Far more healthier, but I eat six times a day. But I train 6 days a week. But you can eat as much as you like, as long as it's good.
Yeah, as long as it's healthy food. And what sort of training do you do?
Well, I run, I swim, I do basically everything. I cycle, I do crossing or anything that's in the gym. I do it, you know, and I really, really enjoy it.
I think we should emphasise to people, however, if they're not able to do the training, they can't eat what they want. You're burning off calories all the time.
I train very, very, and it's a thing that I wouldn't miss, you know. I've just become addicted to training. It's like a training drug, they call it. Your body has to have it. But I really enjoy it. I really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, after this conversation that we're having, people are saying, gosh, you want to see this man, you know. He must be the picture of health. Unfortunately, there is a downside to this, and that's the reason that you're talking to us this morning. You've jumped so many hurdles to get from 24 stone to 10 and a half, but unfortunately, you've got a problem, don't you?
Yeah, 2 days before Christmas, I received a letter from the hospital saying about the skin removal, because of the excess skin that I'm carrying. They say that it didn't meet the criteria for removal, and it was the least I can say, it was a shock, because my own GP and my own cardiologist that I was attending in the hospital basically told me to carry on doing what I was doing, and do you your end and we'll do our end. And then to get the letter, they say that they wouldn't do it, was a shock, if nothing else.
And how important is the skin removal to you?
Very, very important, because I know, you know, you've got the finish line. You've got the finish line of where you want to be, and it's like somebody pulled the carpet from underneath you and sort of give you like a false hope.
Yeah, can I interrupt you just for a second? Because you've also sent me through some photographs. There's a photograph of people sitting in a bar. There's a guy in a blue shirt, a lady in a black top, a chap standing in a blue, light blue T-shirt, and a very large guy who's holding up a vodka. And is the very large guy you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
That's the way you were.
Yeah.
Goodness, you're as big a man as I've ever seen on this planet. And there's also a picture of you, of a gentleman who I presume is you, standing in a, it's like a furniture store, and there's a blue sofa and whatever. Is that you now?
That's me now, yeah.
You are such a success story, fella. That is incredible. That is incredible. You're bigger in the drinking photograph than any fat person that I've ever seen. You know, there are very well-known fat people, and you are bigger than they are. And you remind me in that picture there, you remind me very much of a guy who is involved maybe in boxing or whatever. I'm trying to think of, you look more like, you know, you look in the new photograph, in today's photograph, you look like Paddy Barnes with a wee bit of muscle on you. You know, it's incredible that transformation. So you obviously you've your clothes on in both photographs. So the excess skin is the difficulty at the moment, and you're getting nowhere with the NHS to remove this.
No, I've went to my own GP about it, and asked for reasoning for the refusal of it, and they've wrote a letter to the hospital again, requesting that somebody give me a better answer than just a letter to say that I don't meet the criteria, but as of yet, I haven't heard no response.
How much does it cost if it's not on the NHS?
Well, I went and had private consultations to go private, and it's in the excess of £20,000.
It's a serious amount of money, isn't it, for a guy who has reinvented himself? And the skin, would it be the sort of thing if you took off your shirt in front of a girlfriend, it's just an irritant, is it?
When I'm... obviously you're running around with your clothes on all the time, but when I'm stripped off and look at it, it's unsightly.
Yeah.
It's unsightly, and knowing in your own heart what it should look like, and then knowing in my head that what I do look like, it's the funniest line for me, and it's necessity, and I need it done.
Do you know something, Damien? I think it should be a prize given to you by the NHS to deliver on the skin removal when you've done so much to rescue yourself from imminent death from the position that you'd been in. You know, well done on what you have achieved, and I do hope you get somewhere with that. At the end of the day, I don't know whether you will or not, but when you see the pictures to back up the story that you tell, that must have been the most amazing journey to go on in terms of willpower. How challenged were you with the willpower over the last year and a half?
I had made up my mind, frankly, that it was...
Do you know something, Damien? I think it should be a prize given to you by the NHS to deliver on the skin removal when you've done so much to rescue yourself from imminent death from the position that you'd been in. You know, well done on what you have achieved, and I do hope you get somewhere with that. At the end of the day, I don't know whether you will or not, but when you see the pictures to back up the story that you tell, that must have been the most amazing journey to go on in terms of willpower. How challenged were you with the willpower over the last year and a half?
I had made up my mind, frankly, that at the end of the day, two kids. I just want to say kids, they grew up. My youngest 21 and my wee girl's 20. But all the years that I was sick and I was in the hospital several times, it was heartbreaking to watch them been through what I was putting them through, you know.
Yeah. You know something? You are living proof that it can be done. I know I have the advantage of the photographs here, and people listening to the radio don't have them. But if you can imagine a man pumped up, absolutely, you look like as if you were blown up with air, and your head's ready to burst in your in the first photograph, and you just look like a muscly Paddy Barnes in the second photograph. I do hope you get the operation for the skin removal on the NHS. If a man deserves it, you deserve it, Damien. Thanks for letting us know about it. Thank you.
No bother. Thanks.
Cheers, fella.
All the best. Bye bye.
Will he?